Madonna just joined a long list of celebrities who have adopted black or African children. Her son was born in Malawi. Well, how did the government react? According to news reports, both the Foreign Affairs Minister Joyce Banda and Education Minister Anna Kachiko praised the pop diva. But critics say Madonna should have helped the 18-month-old boy's family. After all, though his mother is dead, his father is alive, and his father approved the adoption. Madonna, who spent recent years in the UK with her family, started a charity to help children in Malawi. Nonetheless, commentator Jimmy Israel says something about this situation just doesn't sit right with him.
Adoption is wonderful. It can change the life of a child in the midst of tragedy or without any family of their own. Madonna's recent adoption raises flags for me because, as a casual observer, it looks a lot like displaced African children have become the new celebrity Cabbage Patch dolls. Now, I'm not sure that adopting African children is in their best interest. I reject wholesale the idea that celebrities, with their access to money and power, will give these children a better life. The best life for the child, we can safely assume, will be in the hands of their parents or extended family. It's become entirely too fashionable to travel abroad and bring back a baby from some exotic sub-Saharan region of Africa. I can't speak on Madonna's parenting skills. None of us can. Sure, her kids look normal enough, but so did Drew Barrymore and Danny Bonaducci when they were tots. Some people worry about interracial adoption in general, but I think Madonna can handle it. While generally ignorant to the idiosyncratic nature of African tradition, Madonna is a well-known Negrophile who, in some ways, is blacker than me. Blackety black, in a Bill Clinton sort of way. No, there are plenty of other reasons why I have concerns. Because there doesn't seem to be a word in Malawian for adoption, there are conflicting reports as to whether the father completely comprehends what's going on. In various news bites, he comes across as politely confused and put upon. So who knows if he actually understands that he's giving up the rights to his son. As broke as he may be, I've been under the impression that the orphanage was a temporary shelter for his son to find a meal while his dad got his life together. Madonna's denial that she was shown preferential treatment insults anyone who's ever tried to adopt a child. It's a long, painful process, and clearly her $3 million commitment helped to grease the gears of bureaucracy a bit. It seems unfair to take advantage of a man fallen upon hard times, but I think that's what's happened here. Now, I can understand the allure these places hold as travel destinations, I guess, because it's one thing to read about pain and suffering in a foreign land, and another entirely to see it firsthand. I can even understand the doggy-in-the-window effect the sight of children in need must have. But children aren't souvenirs, and these microwave adoptions need to be carefully examined. Despite the talk at the sushi bar, money and fame doesn't make you a good parent. Madonna tells Oprah that she hopes that the scrutiny she suffered doesn't discourage other people from adopting. But I, for one, hope that it gives them due pause. Because like Dalmatians and hermit crabs of old, once the kitsch factor wears off, what's left behind is a child thrown into a cultural stew against his will that he may or may not want to assimilate to. Adoption is a long commitment of time and love. The last thing we need is Paris Hilton, Kevin Federline, or any other of these B-list celebrity roaches swimming across the pond to handpick their very own little African cutie.
Jimmy Israel is a columnist for the website AOL Black Voices. This is NPR News.